Very good, very good. Thank you very much. Excellent oomanship. So what we're going to do, I'm going to start us off with a couple of songs. I haven't really thought this far ahead of what I was going to start. Has anybody got any requests? Does anybody have a clue about any of my songs?
Alan Moore.
I can't do that one. But thank you. That's in that case, I'll sing you a song about when I was in the Scouts almost several years ago. And this song is called The Peterborough All Saints Y Gang Team Group B. The white game was a game that we used to play in Scouts. We'd go to the park after dark and basically run about. There was a local competition that took place every year. We needed a team that could win or at least come somewhere near. So the football heroes and the popular kids, the boys who got the girls, carried the hopes of all the troop. But there were two teams because there was a bedwetter, a backwards kid, a big fat lad and me in the Peterborough All Saints Y Gang Team Group B. Skip took us all to one side and said, Scouts, do your best. Team A, I want you to go for the cup. Team B, try and not get the mess. The macho lads were confident, set off with fire and noise. Got into fights all that night and failed to score a point. But while we might have disappointed Lord Baden-Powell, we did surprisingly well. For a bedwetter, a backwards kid, a big fat lad and me, we were the Peterborough All Saints Y Gang Team Group B. And when we got back to the safety of the pack, they were surprised to see we had secreted in our bag a trophy inscribed with in second place. And then the following list of names. There was a bedwetter, a backwards kid, a big fat lad and me. It said the Peterborough All Saints Y Gang Team Group B. And if you're thinking, well, this must be some metaphor for a way of life, obviously you're right. And I'll tell you something more. Since that day I've realised you can be a star, no matter what your lot in life. Even if you are a bedwetter, a backwards kid or a big fat lad like me, you can join the Peterborough All Saints Y Gang Team Group B. Come join the Peterborough All Saints Y Gang Team Group B. Great. So I'm gonna finish this is a song that I wrote quite a few years ago when I did a gig in New York. It's a song I've thought about quite a lot while I've been here at Fringe, for metaphorical reasons, which I hope will become clear. So this song is called, it's about when I did a gig in New York. This song is completely factually true from start to finish, and it's called I Did a Gig in New York. I did a gig in New York. It didn't really work out like I thought it would. I saw no Spider-Man in action, nor indeed Fantastic Four, when I did my gig in New York. Now, we were heading for a wedding as far off as you can go. On the way we thought we'd try and circumnavigate the globe. We'd stop offs in Oahu, San Francisco, Singapore, but first of all, in New York. Now I couldn't get a booking, no matter. Oh no, we set off mid-November, and it's true, I'm just remembering. We set off mid-November, and I realised mid-flight, the festival we'd only seen on Friends would be happening in real life. US citizens. Hang on, I've got the words now.
US citizens, these Thanksgiving.
I'm sure that's not, is that right?
Yeah.
US citizens, the Thanksgiving was mostly family time. That's right, not for rock, not even in New York. I made it the podcast, it'd be fine, don't worry about it. So I couldn't get a booking for a gig, no matter how I tried. The only gig still going was a poet's open mic. So I met with Greg and Mrs. Greg, some friends, on the east side, and off we went for a gig in New York. And I did a gig in New York. It didn't really work out like I thought it was. I didn't meet Madonna or get showered with applause when I did my gig in New York. The other acts were angry poets or stand-ups who would all say, "God damn you, motherfucker!" Also, happy holidays. Poets don't use ukuleles, stand-ups do not have guitar, so nor did I. Not in New York. So I stood up a cappella and I shouted out two tunes and told a joke about the founding fathers that, well, they all thought was rude. After me, two ladies waved their vaginas dancing round the room. That's just how it rolls in New York. Well, I did a gig in New York. Yeah, they reminded me of quite a few comedians that we've done gigs with before. So we finished off our beers, then we headed for the door, and that was that for my gig in New York. Well, I got a yellow cab back to the hotel in a daze. Next day got up to go and watch the Macy's Day Parade. As Charlie Brown pursued that football all the way down 34th, I thought, well, hang on, I'm in New York. And I did a gig in New York. Alright, it didn't work out like I thought it would, but it's a story I will tell a million times and not get bored about the gig I did in New York. So if you do a gig in New York, don't get upset if it don't work out exactly like you thought. Just remember, you'll remember one simple fact forevermore. You did a gig in New York. In New York, big finish in New York.
This I'm quite obsessed with my own personal space. So much so that I wrote a song about it, which... I need my personal space, so please don't get in my face. Should not be this close unless you're my sister, mother or lover, maybe my father, best mate or brother, if we're having a manly hug. Now pat the back and break. Pat the back and break. I just pat your back, that means break. This is getting a bit weird now. This man hug just feels wrong, it's gone on far too long. Have you declared manly love to me? Are you having a breakdown? Oh, please allow me to extract, I cannot deal with this intimate contact. Ask me a wet wipe or a tissue. Blame my parents because I've got issues. Even if it's a special occasion, I don't want personal space invasion. It's bad in the shopping queue, I stay a safe distance from you. You're so close you can see my pin number and I can feel your cucumber. Pressing into me is freaky, won't get you served more quickly. It's not my fault, my item won't scan. I'll get through this checkout as quick as I can. Get out my personal space or I'll punch you in the face. But as a response, that'd be ironic, because personal space invasions go violent, assault is chronic. Does anyone here speak French?
Oui.
Vraiment?
Vraiment.
Vraiment? No. Was that a yes? I've got this song, right? It's about when I went hitchhiking around Europe when I was 18 on my own. I know, so brave. But I sing it in French, and I normally get someone to translate. But I normally provide the lyrics, but I haven't got them with me. So do you want to have a go, Mark?
Oh,
yeah. But otherwise, I'll step in if I remember it. This could be one of those kind of fringe moments that everyone talks about on the internet.
It could be, yes.
Le nom de cette chanson.
The name of this song. Oh,
très bien, très bien, monsieur. Monsieur Hibbert. Non c'est chanson, Henri le chauffeur de camion amoureux.
The name of this song is Henry the chauffeur of camels.
Presca, almost. It's the amorous lorry driver.
The amorous lorry
driver. Yeah. It's going to be more fun. Yeah. Il était sur la route à la Bretagne que j'ai vu une vision.
When I was on the road to Brittany, I had a vision.
Yeah, that's good. D'un homme au bois de visage qui n'a pas levé de la soupçon.
The name of this vision is not something.
No, nowhere near. a man with facial hair who didn't raise suspicion. Etiez-vous impressionné par la taille de mon pouce?
Were you impressed by the size of my thumb?
Que j'ai tendu par la route, j'étais si jeune.
That I stuck out by the road.
Yeah. It's basically a thumb-based knob gag, but it usually works quicker than that. And si vous avez pensé qu'il était correct de s'arrêter. So you thought it was okay to stop. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Descendre pour un pipi au bord de rue que je ne pensais pas. Something about we.
I don't think so.
Yeah. He jumped out for a wee. I didn't think. Que vous me ferez signe pour regarder la chose.
Would you like to look at the
thing? Yeah.
Thing.
I've forgotten the word. But the next line is in my hand. No, I didn't think. Yeah. Well, they all heard that. Oh Henri, s'il vous plaît, laisse-moi partir.
Oh Henry, please. Let me go. Join in if you know French.
Je ne veux pas toucher votre penis. The man in the front has just said directly to Mark, I don't want to touch your penis.
That's my end of room in a nutshell.
Yeah. Je ne veux pas toucher votre penis. Aujourd'hui.
Today.
Yeah, today. Oh, Henri, vous me semblez comme un homme raisonnable, même si un peu préoccupé. Yeah, it troubles, but that's really good. This guy is translating properly. Reasonable if somewhat preoccupied. It's nearly finished, it's okay. Alors, j'ai dit, on y va, et nous avons continué. Yeah, I just said let's go, and then we carried on. Yeah, this is a true story, by the way. Mais parfois j'ai pensé le reste de chier de voyage dans mon froc pensant qu'il va me tuer. Yeah. I spent the rest of the journey shitting myself, thinking he was going to kill me. And yeah, but I got back in. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Bill.
Can we all give Bill a round of applause for actually translating? Yay.
So, Mark said, I did do one fringe show and it was yesterday. It was that, whichever, I'm knackered. Said I would need to do a short set because there's lots of people on. So I've decided that as a short set, I'm going to do lots of short songs. And three of them I wrote this afternoon. Are you okay with that? Do you mind? Tell me now if you just want polished
go
perfection.
You won't
get polished perfection even if you ask for it. So I'll do one that I wrote a while ago. The only problem with this is I might not be able to remember it. It's a song about moths. It's also a parable for love, so listen out for the deep meaning. A male gypsy moth was gorging on cloth when he saw a most beautiful vision. He tried to say hello to this circle of yellow, but was burnt to a crisp in a second. So that's a parable. They're very short, we don't have time for that. Thank you. Yay! That works. Right, here we go. I literally wrote this afternoon. They're going in a show tomorrow, so everyone will know they're funny. you, by you, these songs live and die, okay? Are you ready for that response?
Pressure.
Yeah, pressure.
I'll sing you a lullaby. You'll go to sleep with my lullaby. Lullabies is why I no longer practice as an anaesthetist for the NHS.
less funny, but it worked, right? Yeah, okay, good. Brian, that's enough. Don't do it. We don't have time for that. Alright, I don't know how to play this one. I'm gonna. There was a rude word there, and I just cut it out because there are children in, so you just have to put a rude word in, okay?
Yeah.
I'll use the word duck. How about that? I'll use the word duck.
Yeah.
Alright, duck. I'm gonna duck you like the economy. Like you're a small business and I'm a massive banker. I'll go down on you like the interest rates. Let's make a threesome of George Osborne, you and me, dressed as Margaret Thatcher. Yeah, reasonable. Okay, we'll do something else now. Yeah, I messed it up. I'll do it again. Thank you very much. We'll do a proper song now. Thank you, Mark, for letting me come and try new material at your lovely gig. How rude of me. This is a song about a man who was very bad for me. Some of you may have met someone a bit like this. I hope not, but just might be familiar. Okay. There's a man with a room round the corner from me. I see him once a week, it's enough for me. He hides me bad every time we meet. I give him money and some of my dignity. He's my osteopath. You know him too. I knock on the door, he says, come on in, tell me about this mess you're in. Stand up, turn around, take off your clothes, lie on the couch, nobody knows that you're here. Creepy. Why do I let you do this to me? Why do I come back every single week? Why do you have no medical qualifications on the wall of your consulting room like a normal doctor? It's just a question, I think it's perfectly valid. Don't come at me with that is not acceptable weapon. The last thing you did nearly broke a rib. My spine made a noise like a dustbin lid. I want you to stop, but it's hard to protest when you've got my legs wrapped around your neck. That is not a medical procedure. I looked it up in Wikipedia. So I broke up with my osteopath. He was starting to act like a psychopath or something worse, like a sociopath or a homeopath. He led me up the garden path. He's no more effective than a bubble bath. Worse than reading the poetry of Sylvia Plath. Worse than double math. I want a man who makes me laugh. Maybe someone with a pet giraffe or a mangy beard like Rory McGrath. I've run out of rhymes for osteopath. Thank you. Yeah.
Can we play a medley of two incredibly cynical earlier songs we wrote?
We say medley. We're just two songs with the same.
And we're
going to
stop in the middle.
Yeah, we're
going to
stop and then say 1, 2, 3, 4.
But they're abbreviated.
Yeah. Medley.
It's properly answered.
It's a scaled down version of that Spinal Tap set we usually have with the backing members.
It's just got a lot more sinister than that.
It's usually life sized. Yeah. It's so much better than that. Sorry.
There you go.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sweet little sugar cane salad. Took a trip to daddy's candy store to buy a pick and mix, but she went on the tricks. Now she's working for her daddy and a whore. So we say, here's a revelation for you, baby. The work ain't quite as good as it should be. Oh, whoa, which should make us wanna cry, but we just don't have the time. So we use a little thing called irony. Once a wealthy boy was watching TV
called Suarez,
stops and starts and shows him blue and sad. It struck a somber note, but then he picked up his remote. Now he's laughing at American Dad.
Ha ha.
Here's a revelation for you, baby. The world ain't quite as good as it should be.
Oh, whoa.
Shanika's wanna act, but we just can't face the facts. So we use a little thing called irony. Yeah, we use a little thing called irony. Yeah, we use a little thing called irony.
And he'll say, okay, no, no, it's a medley, don't clap to the end. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sitting all in my walls. Posters of the Jordan all over my walls. I'm not talking about the realm of Jordan. I'm talking about the famous actress. I study pornographics. My favourite song is Stereophonics Traffic. I learned it on acoustic guitar.
Like this one.
And then I played it down the QM bar. Oh, bar. Could I be loved? Oh, no. No, no, no. Could I be despised? Oh, yes. Well, I think so. I think. How am I supposed to live my life when all these working class people just want me to die? So much inequality. Why not increase it in favour of me? It's not my fault I live in a palace. If you call me a dick, hey, I call you a phallus. Men love someone like a quid with babies. But what is my own comedy series? I'm seeing it now. Could I be loved? Oh no, 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 no. Could I be despised? Oh yes, oh I think so. Could I be loved? Oh no, 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 no. Could I be despised? Oh yes, I think so. I think so.
I'd say this next song's a version of the Beach Boys' California Girls, but it's through time and just one decade rather than the whole world.
Yeah.
Been all through this half decade and they've seen four different types of girls, which I think is all the types of the girls. No, it's good.
Should we just start?
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
yeah, I'm going to mess this one up. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Pull me at home, I'll meet you at the festival. Oh, rip off girl, I wanna get my kicks. Oh, rip off girl, hey, back in 96. Oh, rip off girl. Time goes by and people ask me who's the latest. But I know that it's you and you're the greatest. Or take me somewhere happening new, little girl. I wanna have some fun. New metal girl in 2001. New metal girl. Time goes by and people ask me who's the latest. But I know that it's you and you're the greatest. Form a band, you can hit the cymbals. Oh, you're right, girl, cause I need you with me. Oh, you're right, girl, in 2003. Oh, you're right, girl. Time goes by and people ask me who's the latest. But I know that it's you. I know that it's you. Every fashion figure, it's you. I'll always be true. So let's go out and find something new. Throw me a glow stick, tell me what's happening. Oh, new age girl, I wanna take you to heaven. Oh, new age girl in 2007. You remember calling your Eureka? Time goes by and people ask me who's the latest. But I know that it's you and you're the greatest. Time goes by and people ask me who's the latest. but I know that it's you and you're the greatest.
I'm not intentionally funny, by the way. This is a dance song. It's called The Spider.
More than 20 years ago, in a muddy playing field, this boy was a vicious sportsman and a brainless imbecile. It was just a childish game he would always aim to make. Had no thought about the fire or the fame it would inspire. Put the boots in just for fun, prayed on those who couldn't run. And to him it was just Tuesday, but to me was done. I am the spider. I watch and wait for you. I am the spider. I watch and wait for you. So I fashioned a disguise, wore a mask to shield my eyes. It was time for retribution, and the time had come to die. I pursued him like a dog, and I caught him by surprise. I injected him with poison, with a needle to the thigh. He just lay there paralyzed. And I looked into his eyes and said, are you scared of spiders? Because now you are the fly. Pain and compromise when administering the poison that erodes the stricken fly.
Okay, this song is for it's for my family, and we're in summer at the moment, and I always see my family around Christmas, so I wrote this song in the summer. It's a summer Christmas song. It's called December.
December, December, you're so far away, so distant from the green I see this summer day. I moved away so long ago, a bold young exile longing to grow. You can take the man away, but if it's all the same, his heart remains in December. How tenderly I long for you. You bring my family back to me from my soul. I long to see
when chilled our hands in winter's glow.
You've got about 15 seconds into this next song to fuck the hell off. I don't mean that in a nasty way, but yeah. The countryside is dying, the closing village stores, while shepherds watch their flocks by night, the government burn them all. Here's another post office with boards across the board. The people from the city came to breathe the cleaner air. They listen to the archers buy new coats and grow their hair. Then they buy up all the houses to country people born and bred can't afford to live there. Now the Countryside Alliance, we'll call them the cunts for short. They promised in defiance that the battle had been fought. Then ignore the real problems, just shout about their bloody sport. Call it a betrayal, but sell it out to me. Call it bad behaviour and a waste of time and money. And I've never been in favour of police brutality. But when the huntsman comes a marching, give him one for me, officer, give him one for me. So the cunts have come to London, give us all what for. There was only 20,000 of them marching down through Whitehall. They were such a bunch of thugs, the police arrested more than when 2 million normal people marched against the war. Call it a betrayal, sign that to me. Call it bad behaviour and a waste of time and money. And I've never been in favour of police brutality. But when the huntsman comes a marching, give him one for me, officer, give him one. Save their livelihoods. Dressed up in red velvet somewhere deep in the woods. You love the fucking poll tax. You propped up Margaret Thatcher, and you didn't give a fuck about Tony Blair till he threw your hobby back at ya. But a nervous laughter. So the countryside is dying, some say it's already dead, and the huntsman has a boner as the dogs burn it to shreds. Then he rubs the blood on his daughter's face and drags her back to bed. Call it a betrayal, sign that to me. Call it bad behavior and a waste of time and money. I've never been in favour of police brutality. But when the huntsman comes to marching, give him one for me, officer, give him one. Yeah, so the show I'm doing is a children's show. I'm at Ryan's Bar up in the West End doing singing the songs of A.A. Milne, the poet. I'm not going to do any now because I can't be asked, and I'm enjoying doing different things. But that's my show. So it's on at 1:15 every day except Sunday. So if you want to come up to Ryan's Bar, it's down in the cellar. Grand piano, it's pretty nice and sweet down there. I'm doing it's a really sweet little show. I'm not going to do any of them. I'm going to sing... This is for Mark Hibbert, because I promised I'd sing it last week when his wife was down and I forgot, and then she didn't talk to me for the rest of the trip. I do animal songs. I mean, obviously the A.A. Milne poems, some of them are about animals, but here's an animal song that's not. This is one of mine. This is called Giraffes. It's about liberty. No, actually, it's just about giraffes. It's not about liberty.
And that was Tony Cusick at the Edinburgh Fringe. You were listening to me, MJ Hibbert, Matt Tiller, Helen Arney, The Plimptons, Paul Morricone and Chris TT. And that was recorded over two nights at the Bus Club, (RAOB), closed brackets, a lovely little place on West Register Street. So we're starting again back in London for another series on the 10th of November, when we should be going monthly from then. You can find all the details at www.totallyacoustic.com. And thanks for coming. Thanks for listening to these specials. Thanks for all the acts you played at Edinburgh and everywhere else. And we'll see you later in the year. Bye bye.